This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Liz Palka. U.S. Democratic presidential candidate Joe Biden will head to the city of Kenosha, Wisconsin, Thursday. Civil unrest has caused significant damage and destruction to the city after a white police officer shot a black man, Jacob Blake, last week. Another shooting followed when a white teenage vigilante shot three people during the protests, killing two of them. The suspect claimed to be in Kenosha in order to protect businesses during the unrest. The former vice president will hold a community meeting with the theme of healing. President Donald Trump visited Kenosha 2 days ago, touring the damage left behind by the demonstrations and voicing strong support for law enforcement. The president and former vice president's visits highlight Wisconsin as a critical battleground state during the election. Another battleground state, Pennsylvania. President Trump is scheduled to make a campaign stop in Latrobe, Pennsylvania, on Thursday. The Kremlin rejects accusations that Russia is responsible for the poisoning of opposition politician Alexei Navalny. A spokesman adding it saw no grounds for sanctions to be imposed against Moscow over the case. The Kremlin makes a statement a day after German Chancellor Angela Merkel said Navalny had been poisoned with a Soviet-style Novichok nerve agent. Navalny is an outspoken opponent of Russian President Vladimir Putin and has specialized in high-impact investigations into official corruption. He was airlifted to Germany last month after collapsing on a domestic Russian flight after drinking a cup of tea that his allies said was poisoned. More stories on VOAnews.com. This is VOA News. The number of Americans who have lost jobs and are applying for unemployment benefits fell to roughly 880,000 last week. It's a sign people are going back to work, but evidence that the pandemic continues to force businesses to slash jobs. The latest figures released Thursday by the Labor Department suggest that nearly 6 months after the new coronavirus emerged, the economy is still struggling to sustain a recovery and rebuild. Reuters reports at least two people are reported dead after Typhoon Maysak smashed into the Korean Peninsula on Thursday. Thousands were temporarily without power after the storm brought heavy rain and lashing winds to areas still recovering from Typhoon Bavi. The Yonhap News Agency reports flights were canceled or delayed, and downed trees and other debris caused light damage. The peninsula typically sees only one typhoon a year, but another typhoon is already brewing south of Japan and is expected to hit the Korean coast on Sunday or Monday. That's according to NASA's Earth Observatory. The World Health Organization wants to secure an initial 230 million doses of any COVID-19 vaccine for Africa. That, according to officials on Thursday, they're emphasizing that any vaccine in development should also be tested on the continent. The global vaccine allocation plan, called COVAX, aims to help buy and fairly distribute deliver 2 billion doses of approved vaccines by the end of 2021. The U.S. federal government has told states to prepare for a coronavirus vaccine to be ready to distribute by November 1st. The timeline raised concern among public health experts about an October surprise, a vaccine approval driven by political considerations ahead of a presidential election rather than science. In a letter to governors dated August 27th, the director of the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention said states in the near future will receive permit applications from McKesson Corporation. The company has contracted with the CDC to distribute vaccines to places, including state and local health departments and hospitals. Australia's Victoria State on Thursday reported a triple-digit rise in new COVID-19 infections for the first time in 4 days, denting optimism that a second wave of cases has been contained. We have more stories for you on VOAnews.com. Via remote, I'm Liz Palka, VOA News. We'll be right back.